Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tesvav, two lines from the bottom of Daf Yudal and Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing the Mishnah Daf Beis and Aleph, which stated Hagdashis Bishleisha, Ha'echad Hamitatlum Bishleisha, Rabbi Huda Ime Echemen Kayin, Vakakayis Tishav Kayin, Vodum Kyetzaben. We already discussed that when the Mishnah taught us Hagdash Bishleisha, it's teaching us that if Reuven was Makdash Mitatlum to the Beis of Migdash, and that goes to the Bedek HaBayis, then Reuven or someone else wants to redeem that item from the Bedek HaBayis, there must be an appraisal that is done by three people, and l'chira, the same din that we mentioned, b'negei ma'aseh sheni, would apply b'negei hegdish, as we previously saw in a brisa, that poydenei said b'shleish l'kukhois, and there has to be three professionals that appraise this item. Now our Gemara will now continue and discuss the next part of the Mishnah that states, erchna matatlum b'shleisha. And before we begin with our Gemara, let us begin with a small hakdama. And as we know, if someone wants to be makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, there are multiple ways to do so. We will now discuss two of these ways. One is when someone says, and the Torah in Pashat B'chukosai gives a formula as to how much he owes to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's dependent on how old the person is, what gender the person is, and it doesn't make a difference if the person is healthy or if the person is sick, he would owe the same amount of money. Number two, if someone says, D'me'alai, that I want to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash, then with Shomana Yisrael Ke'evet Nimka B'shuk, that would be the amount of money that he'd be chayiv to give to the Beis HaMikdash. And also, although we mentioned this previously when we learned Daf Yudal on Beis, before we begin the Gemara, let us read the psukim at the end of Pashat B'chukosai in the last parak of Sefer Vayikra in Parak of Zion. The first 8 psukim of the parak speak about Erchin. Next 5 psukim in the parak speak about someone that's makdish the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. The next 12 psukim speak about someone that's makdish the bias or their sada to the Beis HaMikdash. And in Pasuk Ches, when the psukim are still speaking about Erchin, the pasuk mentions the word koyin 3 times, and the pasuk says, V'machu me'ekcha v'amida l'fnei ha-koyin v'herach oisei ha-koyin and then regarding someone that's makdish behema that's not roi for the mizbeach, so the pasuk tells us and the next pasuk states and once again the psukim mentioned the word koyin 3 times. And finally, in regard to someone that's being poyed a kaka from hegdish, the pasuk tells us which mentioned the word koyin twice, and in Pasuk Yud Ches the psukim continue v'im acha yovel yakdish sadeo v'chishiv lo yakoyin as a kesef al pi hashana noisereis at shnasi yovel v'nigra me'akecha. And then finally in Pasuk of Gimel the pasuk states chishiv lo yakoyin as michsas ha'akecha at shnasi yovel v'nosan esakecha b'yoyim ahu koyish l'Hashem. And we see b'nigay pidin of kaka the Torah mentions the word koyin 4 times, and in total the Torah mentions the word koyin 10 times when it speaks about the dinim or pidin. And let us begin our Gemara as our Mishnah stated, Erech Ramitatlin Mishleisha, and the Gemara is, my Erech Ramitatlin, the Lechiria, as we just mentioned, the concept of Erech Yalai applies to someone that says, I want to give my value or my Erech to the Beis HaMikdash. And if so, the word Erech really doesn't make sense when using it Legabi Kelim, and as Rashi at the bottom of the states, Erech Lishayach Gabi Kelim El Ba'adam, Vinais Lefishanav Kemesha Kosar Pasha. And therefore, our Gemara is bothered that what does the Mishnah mean when it speaks about Erech Ramitatlin? And Amar Gidol Rav, so Gidol states the name of Rav, but Ima Erech Kliz Alai, Enoch and Ami talk about a case where Reuven said, I want to give the Erech of this Kli to the Beis HaMikdash. Although we just explained that the word Erech is really not Shayach to Kelim, but the Amrav Gidol Amrav, where Gidol stated the name of Rav, and we continue on Daf Tesvav and Aleph, Ha'im Erech Kli Ze'alai, Noisin Domov, that if Reuven says, I want to give the Erech of this Kli to the Beis HaMikdash, then he has to give the value of that Kli to the Beis HaMikdash. He explains that my time and what is the reason, as Adam Yudei Shein Erech Kli, as everyone knows that the word Erech really doesn't apply to a Kli or to Metathlin, the gum of Amal Shum Damim, Mishmachi Naisin Damav, and therefore when someone says Erech Kli Ze'alai, then as Rashi brings, and in top places on Damit, he brings for the Gemara Masechtas Erechin on Daf Hey, that we hold like Rameya, the Ein Adam Meitzi Dvar Lubatola, and therefore he must have meant that I want to give the value of this Kli to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara continues that yes, on this Pshat, that how can you explain that the Mishnah is talking about a case where someone said, I want to give the value of Metathlin to the Beis HaMikdash, and why would the Mishnah state Erechin Hamitatlum Mishleisha, Erechin Shel Mitatlum Bailey, Lechir, the Lashon of the Mishnah should be that if you're giving the value of Mitatlin, then the Mitatlin must be appraised by three people, and Lechir, the Lashon of the Mishnah is not Mashma as we just stated. And the Gemara answers, Tni, Erechin Shel Mitatlin, Einachinami, the way that we should read the Mishnah is as if it says Erechin Shel Mitatlin. And the Gemara will now continue and bring two other Pshatim and two other ways to understand our Mishnah. As Rav Chista Om Avimi, Rav Chista states in Im Avimi, B'matvis Mitatlin Erechin, we are talking about a scenario where where Reuven said Erkelai, for example, in a case where Reuven was a male and he was between 20 and 60, and therefore, as the Torah teaches us, V'hoi Ekcho Chamishim Shekel Kesef B'Shekel HaKodesh, Reuven then says that this metaltlin I have should go to pay for my Erchin, and as Rashi states, V'cholo Olen Kedusha Bal of Teisan, and now it's Chala on this metaltlin Kedusha, and he wants to be paid it, Tzarech Gimel Leitziyam Yad Hegdesh, then there's a requirement to have three people who praise the value of the metaltlin and to redeem it from Hegdesh. And once again, the Gemara now asks a similar question that it asked when we brought the first pshat from Rabbi Gidol, as Hai Erchin HaMetaltlin, Metaltlin Shel Erchin Mibaylei, that L'chayr the Mishnah shouldn't use the Lashon of Erchin HaMetaltlin, but the Lashon HaMishnah should have been that if you have Metaltlin of Erchin, then there's a requirement to have three people in order to appraise it. And the Gemara answers, In Chanami Tzni Metaltlin Shel Erchin. The Gemara now continues and brings a third way to understand the Mishnah, as Ravo Oimeh Ba'imeh Erki Elai, that we're talking about a case where Reuven actually stated Erki Elai. For example, Reuven is chayiv to give the Beis Hamikdash 50 shekel. He doesn't pay his pledge, so Bok Koyin Ligvis Memeno Metaltlin B'Shleisha, if the Koyin comes to collect from Reuven and he's going to take the Metaltlin, then he first has to appraise the Metaltlin with three people, and Karkois Basara, and if he comes to take away Karka from Reuven, then there's a requirement to appraise the Karka with 10 people. And some are not curious to words, Vakakois Basara, as Lemaisa, that seems to be a separate part of the Mishnah. Gemara now continues and asks a question specifically on the last pshat that we just learned from a Ravo, as Omri Rav Achim Difti Ravina, as Rav Achim Difti says to Ravina, Bishleim Lafukim Hegdish Be'inan Shleisha, that Bishleim according to the pshat of Gidol and Rochista gave, so we can understand why the requirement to appraise the Metaltlin and use three people, as we want to make sure that when someone's being poida Metaltlin from Hegdish, that they're giving the proper value, as if they don't give the proper value, then it'll turn out that they really weren't poida the item properly from Hegdish, and therefore potentially they'll be over on an Issa Me'ila. However, Rav Achim Difti asked Ravina, El Yul Lehegdish Shleisha Lamli, according to Ravo, that the Kohen is coming to take something from Reuven in order to make something Hegdish, so L'chayr, whatever he makes Hegdish will be considered Hegdish, and anything that he doesn't make Hegdish will not be considered Hegdish, and there's no problem Me'ila, and why would there be a requirement to have three people to appraise the value of the Metaltlin? And the Gemara tells us, on Malay, Ravina responds to Rav Achim Difti, that Svarahu, that this is not based on a Din Me'ila, but it's based on a Svara as to making sure that we're not cheating Hegdish, and therefore, Mali Yule, Mali Afuke, where some agurist, Mali Afuke, Mali Yule, why would there be a difference between taking something out of Hegdish or putting something into the Rishus of Hegdish, as Afuke Mai Taim Adilmatoi, as the reason why we have to praise an item when we're taking something out of Hegdish and we're redeeming something from Hegdish is in order to make sure that we're not cheating Hegdish and the Hegdish is getting the proper value for this item, and therefore, Yule Nami Dilmatoi, the same Svara applies, Binagir, putting something into Hegdish, and for example, in our scenario, where Reuven owes 50 shekel to Hegdish, we need to make sure to appraise the item properly, as if we wouldn't appraise it properly, then potentially we would give it a higher value, and for example, we would say that this piece of metaltlin is worth 50 shekel, even though it's actually worth only 40 shekel, and therefore Hegdish will not be getting their proper value, as they're really owed 50 shekel, and Hegdish will lose out, and therefore, even in this case, we require that there should be three people that appraise the value of the metaltlin, and the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us, HaKdeshit B'Shleisha, and HaErech HaMetaltlin B'Shleisha, and Rabbi Yehuda Ime Echemen Kayin, and Rabbi Yehuda was Chaylik on both of these scenarios of the Mishnah, and tells us that B'Negei HaKdeshit, as well as B'Negei Echem Metaltlin, that although I agree that there's a requirement to have three people that appraise the value, however, L'maisa, one of them has to be a Kayin. Our Gemara begins, Amle Rapapa L'Abaya, so Rapapa says to Abaya, Bishleim L'Rabbi Yehuda, Hayin Duksiv Kayin, the Bishleim L'Rabbi Yehuda that requires that a Kayin is involved in opinion, that we understand why in both the Pasha of Erchin, as well as in the Pasha where a person was Makdish Behema, the Torah used the Lashon Koyin multiple times. However, Rabbanon, Koyin Lamalu, but according to Rabbanon, why would the Torah use the Lashon Koyin if there's no requirement to have a Koyin involved in opinion at all? And the Gemara ends off, Kasha, and the Gemara doesn't explain why the Pasuk mentions the word Koyin, Lefid Rabbanon. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the next part of Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us, HaKakoyis Tishav Koyin, that if someone wants to redeem Kaka, there's a requirement to have an appraisal done by nine people, who could even be Yisraelim, as well as one Kayin. And the Gemara asks, Minani Mili, what is the Makar for this din of the Mishnah? We already mentioned this on Daf Yudalam Beis, and the Gemara states, Amishmuel, Asar Kayanim, Ksuvim Pasha, and as we stated in Akdama, that within these three Pashas, there's a total of 10 times where the Torah mentions the word Kayin, and Chad Gufei, and the first time the Torah mentions the word Kayin, so we learn out that Kayin v'lo Yisrael, therefore certainly we learn that there's a requirement for a Kayin to be valid in opinion. However, Hana Chavimiyat Achamiyat, the rest of the mentions of the word Kayin are Miyat Achamiyat. We have have a klal ve'ein miyut achamiyut el rabbis, when you have a miyut that follows another miyut that is coming to him abba, therefore the Torah is teaching us that the appraisal doesn't have to be done dafka by a kohen, and it can be done by Yisrael. And we learned that filu tes Yisrael ve'echel kohen, and therefore we understand that there's a requirement to have 10 people to appraise the kaka, but 9 of them could be Yisraelim, and only one of them has to be a kohen. And the Gemara continues, Maskar Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson, but Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson asked the following question, Eim chamisha kohanim v'chamisha Yisraelim, although you're correct that the first time that it mentions the word kohen, it's come to Mimayit Yisraelim, and then the second time that word mentions the word kohen, we have a cloud of Eim midachamid el rabbis, and therefore the second mention of the word kohen is as if it says the word Yisrael, and it's as if the Torah stated in Furish that a Yisrael can appraise kaka. However, the third time that the Torah mentions the word kohen is no longer miyad achamiyad. V'maisa, we would have thought that it required a Yisrael, and therefore the Torah may be telling us that dafka kohen and not a Yisrael. Therefore, at this point, there should be a requirement for 2 kohanim and 1 Yisrael. The fourth mention of the word kohen will be a miyad achamiyad, and it's coming to him abba Yisrael, and therefore there's a requirement for 2 kohanim and 2 Yisraelim, and you continue in this manner until you get to the point where we will be able to learn that the Torah is requiring that in order to appraise kaka, although you could use 5 Yisraelim, but there's also a requirement to have 5 Yisraelim as well, and the Gemara ends off kasha and doesn't bring a teretz. And Ayin Rashi Dibur Masal ve'im chamisha kohanim v'chamisha Yisraelim be'inon the kamal l'gufei v'sheni le'av miyad achamiyot v'shlishi hada itzuch l'gufei din have a kohen the kivin Yisrabi le'im miyad achamiyot dafilu Yisrael ki hada kasa kohen dafka kasvei dilab miyad achamiyotu dasheni lab miyadu el ribui v'chein kulam chad dafka v'chadav miyad achamiyot. And Rashi Meseches Megillah daf chaf kamal beis states ki hada asa kohen shlishi ashmi'inon dilab kohen v'le Yisrael v'chein chamishi v'chein shvi v'chein shi, and therefore the first, third, fifth, seventh, and ninth mention of the word kohen are actually telling us that there's a requirement dafka for kohen and not for Yisrael. And although 5 of the praises could be Yisraelim, however, 5 of the praises should have to be kohanim. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from Mishnah v'adam kiyetzer behen. It's just like we just learned that in order to appraise kaka, there's a requirement to have 9 people plus 1 kohen. So the same din would apply when you're being paid a person from hegdish. And the Gemara asks, adam mikodesh, how is it possible to speak about redeeming a person from Hegdish if a person can't become Hegdish at all and it can't become the property of Hegdish? The Gemara tells us, Ravo explains, that we're talking about a case where Reuven said, I want to give my value to the base of Hegdash, and although he himself doesn't become Hegdish, but the Maisa, we have to know his value in order for him to redeem his pledge that he made to the base of Hegdash, and in order for him to pay the proper amount to the base of Hegdash. And as the Gemara continued, the Tanya, and as we learned to the Brisa, that if Reuven says that I want to give my value to the base of Hegdash, then we evaluate him as if he's an Eved Knani that's being sold in the marketplace. The Eved Iskish L'Kakois, and we know that Eved Knani is Hukish L'Kakois, as the Pasuk states, V'snechatam Isl V'nech Mechrechem L'Resh Sachuza, since there's a requirement to have an appraisal of Kaka done with 10, therefore the same requirement applies when we're trying to figure out the value of a person. And our Gemara will now continue and discuss a person's hair, and as Rashi says, there's value in a person's hair, and Sha'is Misar Odom Napa V'Kukli V'Chabak, they would make mats and jewelry out of human hair, and therefore certainly if someone cut his hair and then he says I want to give this hair to the base of Migdash, and certainly it's considered metaflin, certainly the only requirement to have 3 appraisers. However, our Gemara states Rabbavin had a following shayla, Sarah Imid Ligza is Bekama, that if Reuben's hair was still attached to his head and Reuben says I'm being maktish my hair to the base of Migdash, and Rashi says Imid Ligza is Shekvash Shilach Perav Royal Estapa, that already got to the point that this hair was ready to be cut, therefore Avo is Kagaz's Dom. Do we say it's as if it was cut and therefore there's only requirement to have 3 appraisers? Or do we say that Lemaisa's hair is still attached to his head and therefore it has a din like kaka and has a requirement to have 10 appraisers? And the Gemara continues, Tashma, that let us bring a raya from a braisa that is actually machlekes benegei this question. As we know that ein me'ilu b'kakois, and therefore the braisa tells us hamaktish as avdoi ein me'ilu b'ayi, that if someone is maktish as eved, and since as we just stated that eved is hukshel kakois, and we just mentioned ein me'ilu b'kakois, therefore, if someone's nena from this eved, or even from its hair, and even if it's sarah imid ligzais, the din of me'ilah would not apply. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel imah me'ilim b'sayrei, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues in Tanakama and holds, although there would not be me'ilah on the eved itself, as a me'ilah l'kakois, however, if someone has hanah from the hair of the eved, then he would be me'il, as it's considered metatlin, the kai melon, the b'sayrei imid ligzais pligi, and we know that we explain that the machlekes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel is specifically talking about a case of sarah imid ligzais, and therefore we see that the Shaila Rab Ovin is based on his machlekes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. As according to Tanakama, the Sarah is still considered like Kaka, and therefore there's a requirement for 10 appraisers. However, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Sarah is considered metalflin. Therefore, it is only a requirement to have three appraisers. And as the Gemara states, Shma Mina and Zok Rashi plucked the Tanoi. That's a riot. That's Machlekes Tanoim. Tanakama da Amal Lesbu Mila Sava Kemechubadami. Ulinim Pidia Nami Boyasara. Ula Rab Shimon Kegazes Dami. And according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, it's considered like it's Gazes and it's considered metalflin. And it's only a requirement to have three appraisers. Now, I know Rabbeinu Chananel who explains Machlekes between Rabban and Rab Shimon Gamliel completely differently than Rashi. Ayin Shum. The Gemara continued that we just had a machlekes between the Tanakhama Rav Shimon Gamliel as to what the halacha is when something is roi ligzais or roi to be cut, as name hayitanoi. And let us say the machlekes between the Tanakhama Rav Shimon Gamliel is based on the same machlekes that we see in Masechta Shavuos between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And let us point out that the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos is discussing the din of Moed B'miksa Sataina. And as we know, there's a din that Ein Ishpar and Alakakais in the Tanan, and we learned in Masechta Shavuos, Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir holds Yesh Dvarim Shein Kaka V'Ein Kaka, that there are things, well, although it's mechubel kaka, it would seem that it should have a din of kaka, and therefore ein ishparan al kakois, but lemaisa, we treat it like metaflin, and the din of shvua, b'negei, and meidu mixa satayna would apply. However, ben kacham meidmoi, the chama not meidu trameya. The Mishnah continues and brings an example, ketzad, esek afanam tu'unais mesatil lecha, v'ala ima einon el chamesh, that if Reuven says to Shimon, that I originally gave you 10 vines that were full with grapes, and Shimon responds that while it's true that you gave me 5 vines, but you didn't give me 10 vines of grapes. And as we will see in a moment, we're talking about a scenario where the grapes were industriously butzer and they were ready to be collected and to be harvested. Therefore, Ameya says that it's considered a case of metalflin, and therefore the din of shvua b'negei might have mixed the sataina would apply as considered kibbutzurus damya. The chum oimim kol mechubel kaka reiku kaka, and the chum hold that lemaisa is still attached to the tree, and therefore it's considered like kaka, and the din of einish bar al kakoi supplies, and the din of might have mixed the sataina would not apply. And as we already explained, v'omra beis v'abchina b'anavim oimusli butzer skinon, that a machlek is between our main chachamim is specifically talking about grapes that are roy to be collected and to roy to be cut off the tree. Clearly, it seems that Rameya is going like the Shita Rab Shimon Gamliel, that something that's immediately gazes is gazes dami, and therefore Rameya hold that these are anavim which are immediately butzer are kibbutzurus damyon and are considered like metalflin, and the chachamim in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos hold like the Tanakama of our brisa, and just like Sarah immediately gazes is not considered kigazes dami, so the same applies b'negei anavim immediately butzer that's not kibbutzurus damyon and it's still considered kaka. And as our Gemara explains, Masav and Kibbutzurus Damyon, Rameya holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel that Kibbutzurus Damyon, Masav and Chacham hold like Tanakama that lav Kibbutzurus Damyon. The Gemara continues, Loi afilu tam Rameya, that really we could say that our machlekes in the Brisa is not taller in the machlekes between Rameya and the Chachamim, as it's possible that even though Rameya holds that another in this Lipsar is considered Kibbutzurus Damyon, however, b'negei sar he would still hold like our Tanakama that Moilin Boy and it's considered like Kaka, Sar or Imid Ligzais is not Kagazos Dami. The Gemara now explains the chilek between the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos and the case b'negei sar as ad kam lekam Rameya as hosam the kol kam de shavskulu michush kachshi b'negei appears that our imdis lipzar not only do they not require the tree in order to grow further, but if you actually leave them on the tree, they'll actually overripen and the pears will be ruined. Therefore, specifically b'negei grapes, Rameya holds kol imdis lipzar kibbutzurus damyon. However, I will say kol kam de shavskulu ashpuchi mishpach that although b'negei sar and might be the proper time to cut his hair, lemaisa by not cutting his hair is not ruining anything. The opposite is true, that the hair actually grows even more, the hair will be more valuable. Therefore, potentially Rameya will agree to Tanakama of our brisa and our imid ligza is not kagazas dami, and therefore it would still be considered as it's attached to the person's head, and therefore it would be considered like kaka, and there would be a requirement for 10 appraisers. Before we continue with the next sugya, let us see Taisa Diba Maschal Adam Mikadash, as Taisa is bin Taima Belukma Be'evid Kodesh k'damrinu b'samach d'mayim b'sayrei va'am b'shelech hamaktish l'chasav v'hoyu ben avodim ein agizbar v'shoyim loytziyun l'chiris. Therefore, when the Gemara asks Adam Mikodesh, why didn't the Gemara just state that we're talking about a case where someone was maktish an eved to base the mikdash and zok taisis v'yishleima the Adam loym ashmalei the koya eved, that it's not appropriate to use the term Adam when discussing an eved knani? And Taisis then continues inami hachapar chalibidurav ama who holds hamaktish avda yotzal l'chiris. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah din l'fashi. When judging Dina Nefashis, there's a requirement to have a bezdin of 23 day on him. In the Mishnah itself, it brought the Makar as the Pasuk and Pashas Masse states, Veshavtu Eido, Bein Amakel, Bein Goyel Adam, Ala Mishpatim Eilo, and then the Pasuk continues in Perak Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chafei, Vetzilu Eido, Seritzech, Mia Goyel Adam, Veshivu Eiso Eido, Alim Meklota, Yashinosh Shama, Vyashiba, Mesa Kain Agadol, Ashimashacha, Yisub Shama Akadesh, and we learned Eido Shefetes, Veido Metzeles, Harekan Esther. Kishrim, and the Mishnah then continued to explain why the requirement for 23 Dayanim and not only 20. The Mishnah then continued that not only is there a requirement to have 23 Dayanim when judging a person for Din Nefashas, but the same requirement applies when judging an animal for Din Nefashas. And as the Mishnah stated, that if an animal is Reveya or Nirva, and the animal has a relation with a human being, then this animal must be put to death, and this Din Torah must also be with 23 Dayanim. And before we begin with Agamara, let us define the words Reveya and Nirva. And as we know that when someone has relation with another person or with an animal, there's one party that is the active party and one party which is the passive party. And usually Binigeya, or man and wife, we speak about the man as being Reveya, as he is the active participant, and the Isha is Kaka Ilam, and she would be the Nirva. Therefore, Rashi and Amisha states, HaReveya VaNirva Shar Sharava Isha, that if there was a Shar that was the active participant, and he was Reveya, a woman, and she was the passive participant, or Behemish Nirvala Ish, or there was an animal that was the passive participant, and the man was the passive participant, then he didn't say Behemah Lisakal, then the Behemah would be Chayiv Skila. Rashi and Amisha explains that certainly there's no question that Benegeya Behemah, that was Reveya and Isha, this is a requirement for a Bezen and Chav Gimel, just like when judging a person who was Mizana and is Chayiv Misa. And as Rashi says, the Ishkush Ladadi, as the Pasuk in Pashas Masay teaches us, V'raktas Isha Vesav Hema, Behema Hainu Rebeya, V'iskush Behema L'Isha, Ma Isha B'chav Gimel, A Behema B'chav Gimel. Similarly, in the scenario where a male was Rebeya Behema, and the Behema is the Nira, the Behema would also be judged with 23, as the Pasuk states, Vesav Behema Taregu, as Rashi states, B'nirva Ksiv. And the Pesukim that we just mentioned are in Pashas Kedoshim, Parachof, Pasuk Tezvav, and Tezayin, as the Pasuk states, V'isha Shiyitin, Shechofta B'Behema, Moisumas, Vesav Behema Taregu, and that is talking about a man that is Reveya Behema, and therefore the Behema is the passive participant and is the Nirva. Then the Pasuk says, V'isha Shetikra B'alkol Behema L'Rva Isa, V'raktas Isha Vesav Behema, Moisum Masu D'meim Bam. That Pasuk is talking about a scenario where the Behema is the Reveya, and the Behema is the active participant, and the woman is Kaka Ilam. Finally, Agamara will mention the Pasuk in Pashmish Mishpatim that states, Kol Sheikhav Behema Moisumas, that if someone lies with the Behema, then they should be put to death. Once again, that Pasuk is talking about a person that's Reveya Behema. The Behema was the Nirva and was the passive party. Agamara now begins Kapasuk V'Tani, that our Mishnah stated the concept of a Reveya and Leishna Reveya Zachar of Leishna Reveya Nekeva, and it doesn't make a difference if the animal was Reveya or Zachar, the animal was the active participant, or if the animal was Reveya and Isha, once again the animal was the active participant. And even though the Torah doesn't speak about a case of an animal being Reveya or man, L'maisa the Gemara and Daftun Dal Rebeis will teach us that even in that case the animal will be Chayev Skila. The Tanava Mishnah is teaching us that when you're being Mechayev the animal Misa, even in the case of Reveya Zachar, that there's a requirement to have a Bezen of Chav Gimel to don the animal. And our Gemara continues and will explain what the Makar is for this din. As Bishleim Reveya Nekeva, Dechsiv V'raktis Isha Bes Behema, we understand clearly that if an animal is Reveya Nekeva, that certainly the animal has to be judged with 23 Dayanim, as the Pasuk states that you'll kill the woman and the Behema will also receive Skila. And as we explain with Makish Behema Isha, certainly we know that the woman would have to have a Bezen Chav Gimel as Din Nefashas B'Chav Gimel, and therefore there's also a requirement to have a Bezen Chav Gimel for the Behema. But the Gemara is al Reveya Zachar Minolan, that how do we know that if a Behema is the active participant and is Reveya Zachar, there's still a requirement for a Bezen Chav Gimel? And the Gemara explains that since the Pasuk and Pashuk Kedoshim already taught us the Isha Shiit and Shechafta Behema Meisumas, that's Behema Taregu, therefore we already know that if a man is actually Reveya Behema, the animal is the passive participant, then the animal will be Chayiv Skila, and the animal is Nida in B'Chav Gimel. And if so, the Gemara states, Tichsiv, Kal Sheikhav Behema Meisumas, why would the Torah have to mention the same din in Pashuk Mishpatim and teach us that if Reuven is Reveya an animal, that Reuven is Chayiv Misa? Therefore, the Gemara dashes him in L'Sheikhav, Tnei in L'Nishkav, that if we don't require this Pasuk to teach us any halacha in regard to a scenario where Reuven was Reveya an animal, so therefore it must become to teach us a din where Reuven was the passive participant and the animal was Reveya Zacha, after Rechman and Belashin Sheikhav, and L'Chariah, if the Torah wanted to teach us a din B'negei Nishkav, so why did Torah use L'Lashin of Sheikhav? L'Akushi Nishkav L'Sheikhav, it must be the Torah is telling us to be makish the din above a Nishkav to a Sheikhav, and Mas Sheikhav who behem to Basum V'Shleisha, just like we already learned that where the animal is the active participant, that there's a requirement for Bezen of Chav Gimel. The Pasuk already taught us in Pasuk Kedoshim, the Isha Shiit and Shechafta Behem Meisumas, Vesa Behem Taregu, and therefore there was a hekesh between the animal and the man, and just like there's a requirement of a Bezen of Chav Gimel, Benegia Daning the man, so therefore there's a requirement of a Bezen of Chav Gimel, Benegia the Behema. Similarly, Af Nishkav, who behem to Basum V'Shleisha, so the same didn't reply, Benegia Nishkav, and even in a case where the animal was the active participant, it would still be a requirement to have a bezin of chav gimel to judge the animal. And in Rashi at the bottom of Amid, where Rashi states neu inyan l'nishkav l'mevi behema olav, and it's mashmor that Reuven actually was an involved participant, and he was the one that brought the behema on top of him, and therefore he is also going to be chayim misa, as l'maisa it wasn't the case where the behema attacked the man. Potentially, Rashi is teaching us that if there would be a scenario where a behema attacked a man and the man would not be chayim misa, then potentially there would not be a requirement to have a bezin of chav gimel when judging the animal, the tzarech biur. The Gemara continues and quotes for the next part of the Mishnah: Shor niskal be'esav shleisha shenema asar yisakel v'gam ba'al v'yumas kemisa baylim kach misa shor. That a shor that kills a person, that he is chayiv skila, and the judgment of the animal has to be al pi a bezin of 23 dianim, as the pasuk in Pash Mishpatim states: V'im shor nagachu mitmel shelsham v'hu abivala v'lo yishmerenu v'hemis isha isha hashor yisakel v'gam ba'al v'yumas. And we learn out that just like if the baylim are chayiv misa, then there is a requirement to have a bezin of chav gimel. Therefore, when the shor is chayiv skila, there's also a requirement to have a bezin of chav gimel. Lemaisa, although the pasuk seems to teach us that the actual owner of the animal should be chayiv misa, we know that a person is not chayiv misa based on the actions of his shor. And as the pesukim continue in Pash Mishpatim, in Kaif Yushas Alav, V'nasim Pidin Asher, Yikichal Shiyushas Alav, and there's a chiyuv for the owner of the shor to pay kaifah the yorshim of the person that was killed. And we know it's machlekes if kufur kapara or kufur mumeino. And our Gemara now begins. Amalei Abayi L'Rava, the Abayi asked the following question to Rava: the Ma'id Hay V'gam Ba'al V'Yumas L'Chemisas Baylim Kach Misa Sharu Dasa. How do you know that the words of V'gam Ba'al V'Yumas coming to teach us this drasha and to teach us to compare the standard din of Misas Baylim to the din of Misas Shar is a requirement for Bezin Chav Gimel in order to kill a Shar? And we continue on that test of Amabez Eim L'Talu Dasa, that maybe the Torah has actually been mechadish to us that if a person Shar kills a person, then the person himself will be Chayim Misa, and we have to read the pasuk literally V'gam Ba'al V'Yumas, that the owner of the animal will be put to death. And Ayin Tap Taisis on the Amud that state the Mashma di Lektala Asa Sulei Dashinu Menei Kemisa Bayin Kach Misa Shar. The Lechayer from the Gemara, it's Mashma, if we would dash in the words V'gam Ba'al V'Yumas to teach us that the owner of the animal would also be Chayim Misa, then we would no longer compare the Misas Bailim to Misa Shar, and there would not be a requirement to have a Bezin Chaf Gimel in order to judge the Shar. And Taisis is V'tema Hagabu Reveya Darish Le'el Mid Iskish, and the same Hekka should apply over here B'negei Shar Niskal V'chitema Mishim Dechadu Misa K'siva Tavayu D'Chsiva Raktis Yisha V'Zabahema. And if you're going to say that the difference between our case and the din of Reveya is because B'negei Reveya the Pasuk states V'Raktis Yisha V'Zabahema, and it places both the Behema and the Isha into one category, therefore we have a proper Hekish. However, B'negei Shar Niskal the Pasuk states Hashar Yisakal V'gam Ba'al V'Yumas, and therefore the Torah makes a separation, and maybe that's why we would not make a Hekish. However, Taisus explains that this can't be the Chiluk, as L'maisa we know that B'negei a case where a man was Reveya Behema, the Pasuk says V'isha Shiyitin Shchafta Behema Mois Yumas V'esa Behema Taregu. Even though the Torah doesn't mention the man and Behema in one Misa, we still compare the two and we still require Bezin Chaf Gimel B'negei a Behema. In the first Taras of Taisus actually holds at this point of the Gemara feels that there would not be a requirement for Bezin Chaf Gimel B'negei a Behema by a case of Shor in the skull. However, in Taisus' second Taras, four lines from the bottom of Taisus, he states for Idi Shlema the Hachi Purushai that in Chenami the Pshat and Gemara is as follows: Ve'imel Ktala Nami Hudasa V'loy Lemute Drasha the Chemisa Bailin Kach Misa Shor Kasi the Chadishin Le'Nami the Iskish. Although Abai is asking that L'Chayr there should be a Chia Misa on the owner of the animal as well, L'Maisa even at this point Abai is not questioning that certainly there would be a Hekish between a person and a Behema. Certainly when judging a Shor and Iskal, there would be a requirement to have a Bezin of Chav Gimel as well. And this is the Mashmois of Rashi at the top of Amud, who states the Hechim Afkin Lo Min Pashti Legamri. Our Gemara now continues that Rav responds to Abaya in Kain Lichta V'Gam Ba'ala V'Lishtrik. If the Torah wanted to be Mechayev the owner Misa, then the Torah should have stated V'Gam Ba'ala and didn't have to say V'Gam Ba'ala V'Yumas. And by the fact that the Torah used the extra Lashon Yumas, it must be the Torah is telling us that there's really no Misa in our case for the Bailim, and the Torah is only trying to be Makish of the Behema to a man, and it's telling us that we should judge the Behema in the same manner that we would judge its owner in a separate scenario where the owner would be Chai Misa. And the Gemara continues and states that L'Chayr is not a good enough Teretz, as he kos Rachmana Hachri, as if the Torah would just state V'gam Ba'olav and would not state Yumas, or have Amina B'Skila, we would think that the Bailim would have the same Misa as the Shor, and just like the Shor is Chai Skila, so the owner of the Shor would also be Chai Skila, and maybe that's why the Torah states V'gam Ba'olav Yumas, in order to teach us that the Bailim have a different Misa, and the owner would not receive Skila, and instead would receive Saif. And the Gemara asks, B'Skila Sal Kedaitach, that how you have a Havmina, that the owner would be Chai Skila, Kotl Iyu B'Saif, Kotl Moina Beskila, do you think it's possible that if the owner kills someone, then he's Chayiv Sayif? And meanwhile, if his shor or his animal kills someone, then the owner would be Chayiv Skila. And certainly we know that Skila is more chomer than Sayif. And how could it be that the owner would be Chayiv Skila and a worse Misa in a case where his animal kills someone than in a case where he himself kills someone? And therefore, once again, we're back to our original teretz, that Lemaisa, the Pasuk didn't have to say Vegam Balav Yumas. And since it says Vegam Balav Yumas, therefore must be teaching us that the owner himself is not Chayiv Misa, and the Torah just being Makish, a behemoth to a person, as to the requirement to have a bezin of Chav Gimel. But the Gemara continues, Vidilma, Hay de Kasra Achmana Yumas, La Kuli Ola, La Fukim Misayif Lechanek, that potentially the reason why the Torah used the Lashon of Vegam Balav Yumas is because the Torah wants to be Makel and state that although if a person kills another person, the Chayiv Sayif, however, where the animal kills a person, then they'll only be Chayiv Chenek, which is more Kal. And the Gemara responds, Hanich Lamad Oma Chenek Chamer, the Lemaisa, we won't have this Kasha, according to the Manda Oma, the whole, the Chenek is more Chamer than Sayif, as certainly we won't have a Hamina, that the only will be Chayiv Chenek, and therefore there's no requirement to say the word Yumas, and it must be that the word Vegam Bal of Yumas is coming to you in Makash of Behemoth to the person. However, El Lamanda Oma Chenek Kil, Maik Lemema, but according to the Manda Oma, that we will see in Daf Nunun and Beis, that hold the Chenek is more Kal than Sayif, then L'chirim, maybe the Pasuk of Vegam Bal of Yumas is trying to teach us that the Bailim of the Shor will be Chayiv Chenek instead of Sayif. And because of this question, the Gemara responds, Loisak Kedaitoch, they shouldn't have a Habmino, the owner himself will be Chayiv Misa, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk of Pash Mishpatim stated, in Kleifa Yushas Olav, Benosim Pidin Nafsha, Kechol Ashi Yushas Olav. And since we see that the Torah is Mechayiv, the owner, to pay Kleifa, so we Isak Kedaitoch Baktolu, and if you would think that the owner is Chayiv Misa, but for Chsiv, the Pasuk of Pash Mase states, we see that if a person's chayim misa because they kill someone, then you can't take kaifer and you can't have them redeem themselves and you have to kill them. And therefore, by the fact that the Torah tells us that if a person's animal kills a person, then they have to pay kaifer, then it's muchach that they're not chayim misa, as if they would be chayim misa, the Torah would not allow them to be put to themselves by giving kaifer and by paying kaifer. However, the Gemara still is bothered, adrabah, mishum higufa, the lachayr punk faket, possibly, although if a person kills another person, certainly we can't accept kaifar, but if a person's animal kills another person, although the person would be chayim misa, but a maisa he can redeem himself by paying kaifar and by paying a fine. And as the Gemara explains, katal iu leitiskele b'moina el b'tala, that if a person kills another person, then the Torah states that he has to be killed, and you can't take money from him in order to be paid to him. However, katal shayri lifrik nafshi b'moinai, but the Torah is telling us that if your shor kills someone, then although you're chayim misa, but a maisa you have the opportunity to redeem yourself by paying kaifar. Ayn Rashi do maskel mishum higufa mishum ha kasha gufa d'leitema leisichul kaifa kasrachmana v'likdal kasrachmana v'nasa pidi nafshe lemeima dehecha dekatal iu leitiskele b'moina ava katal shere sagele b'moina v'lo yav kaifa chayiv chenek. But if he would not pay kaifa, then einichinami, the owner of the animal, would still be chayiv chenek. And finally, the Gemara explains elam chiskia b'chin tanit v'chiskia, that chiskia states, and so was learned in the brayse the yeshiva chiskia amakra, as the pasuk states mois yumas hamaka ritzeachu. Once again in Pashas Masay, the pasuk states, "Oy be'iva hiko biyadai v'yamais meisumas hamaker ritzechu goyel adam yamis as a ritzech befigur bai." Therefore, we learn out our tzichase at the hargai that he only could kill a person because he killed someone else. Be at the hargai our tzichishorei, but he's not chayim misa because his shor killed someone. And therefore, when the pasuk states v'gam bal of yumas, certainly can't be teaching us that the owner of the shor will be chayiv chenek. Therefore, it must be that's only coming to be makish the behemoth to a man, and teaching us that there's a requirement for bezin shel chav gimel when judging a shor niskal. And our Gemara now continues, and we'll discuss the psukim in Parshas Yisroi that describes the dinim that are applicable to Hasinai and to Kabbalah Satira. As in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk says, "V'baltas ha'am sov v'lema, yishamu lachem alayis bahar u'negeya b'kerteo, kala negeya bahar ma'isumas." And then the Pasuk tells us, "Laisiga bayad, ki saki yisaka liyar yurara, im yibahimim ish la yichya, b'mshaykha yayvel heim yala bahar." And therefore, our Gemara is, "Yibaylu shor sinai b'kama." As we just saw, that if a shor goes up on Har Sinai, then the shor will be chayim misa. And the Gemara has a shayla: how many of bezin are required to judge a shor for misa? And as the Gemara explains, mi gam shor medayus elai. Do we compare the dinim that are relevant to a shor niskal that was relevant to Har Sinai, which was only relevant for a short time period, and would we compare that to the din of shor niskal where a shor kills a person, which is relevant to medayus, or would we not compare them? The Gemara is pushing to shayla as tashma the tani roim beicheskel, as roim beicheskel taught us from Braisa in behemim ish lo yichya. As bin gei hasinai, the pasuk tells us if it's a behemoth or if it's a person, they should not live. And ma ish b'chav gimel, apahim b'chav gimel. And just like we know that when a man is put to death, that even in the time of Hasinai, it was a requirement to have a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, so therefore the same din would apply to a behemoth, and a behemoth that goes on to Hasinai would be Chayev Skila, and its judgment has to be done with the Bezdin of Chav Gimel. And Ayin Rashi, who's bothered, that L'chir, how do we know if a man goes on to Hasinai that there's a requirement to have a Bezdin of Chav Gimel? As L'chir, this was before Kabbalah Satira, and how do we know there was an actual halacha that there would be a requirement to have a Bezdin of Chav Gimel even in order to kill the person? And Rashi explains the Ish Pshitalon, the Kvahukfuli Yisol Sanhedrois, Miyisra Ve'elach. And Rashi is L'shitasai at the beginning of Pashas Yisrael, where Rashi explains Ve'ishma Yisrael, Mashmu Hashamu Ba, Priyas Yamsuf Muhammad Samalik. And Rashi doesn't mention Matan Taira, and therefore Rashi learns like the Man Oma that Yisrael came to Klal Yisrael prior to Matan Taira. However, of course, this doesn't work out according to the Man Oma that Yisrael came to Baisha only after Matan Taira. And Ayin Tes Diba Maskal, Mi Garmina Shami Darius Eloi, Tema Filo Darius Midarius Li Alfin El, the Miboylan Kruller, Ve'er Venir Vashar Niskal. How does the Gemara even have the Shaila if certainly we don't learn even Darius from Darius, and the Gemara requires separate drushes, Benegir, Reveya, and Nirva, and Shar Niskal, Ve'ishleim, and Hacha Islam Lamelotfe, and Taisa says that our Gemara feels that's more of a reason to learn the dinim of Skila, Benegir Hasinai from other dinim, Mishum, the Chodin Skila, Yafinal Kamal Misinai, Periknik Magdim, Minai Shabatriu, Tamalem Yara, Minai Shabaskila, Tamalem Sakal, and therefore the Gemara feels that it would be more of a reason to learn Shar Midarius, Ayin Sham, Ayin Taisa Dil Maskal, Shar Sina Bekama, where he's bothered by the same question as Rashi, and Taisa explains, Ish Sinai Leikum Beile Kinemuch Besamach, the Darshan Behemim Ish, Ma Ish Bechav Gimel, Mashma, the Ish Pshitle, Avagad, the Kathy Le Michtav Krod, Vishatu Eid of Zilu Eda, Mikom Mokum, Kibi the Tuck and Yisri San Adrois, Stam and Milsa, Sanhedrin Tan and Nami Ludin and Fashis Tuckering, which is exactly the same shot as Rashi, and then Taisa is, Min Taima, Umaikum Beile Mishor Sinai, and the Main Afkaminami Na, Mai the Hava Hava, as the Gemara mentions in other places, that we have a concept of Mai the Hava Hava. We don't generally ask about the previous Mitzias that are not relevant to nowadays. And L'chir, it's possible to explain L'maisa Agamar comes out that we don't learn Shami Darius and we only learn Shami Shah as we learned in Behemim Ishla Yichya, and we compare the din of Behemim by Sinai to the din of Ish by Sinai, and therefore L'chir, there is an Afkamina, and just like we will learn Shami Darius, we also will see that we don't learn Darius Mishah, and that would be an Afkamina L'halacha. That's why we already saw that we needed other Limudim B'negeir Darius and to teach us Dinim B'negeir Shar Niskal and B'negeir Revei Nibra, that there's a requirement to have a Bezin Chav Gimel Tzarech Bir. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, and after the Mishnah mentioned Shar Niskal B'asim Mishloisha, so the Gemara stated that it's not only relevant to a case where Shar kills a person, but as the Eivari Hadoi V'Nom V'Abadlis V'Nachash Misasim B'asim Mishloisha, that if they kill someone, that there's also a requirement to have a Bezin of Chav Gimel to judge these animals L'Skila. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, how Rabbi Elazar argues and states Kol Kaimel Hagan Zacha, that the only din of Chav Gimel is only by a Shar Niskal, but by these wild animals, anyone that wants can kill them, and the Gemara will explain this in a moment. And finally, we had a third sheet to Rabbi Kiva, Imam Misasim Basim Shlesha, and the Gemara will ask Rabbi Kiva, Hainu Tanakama, the Lachir was Nafkamina between the Tanakama Shita and the Shita Rabbi Kiva. And our Gemara begins and brings Machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Echran as to what Rabbi Leza means when he stated Kol Kaidim Lahargan Zacha, and Am Rish Lakish Vahusha Misai, Rish Lakish holds that the only time that these animals would be Chai Misa is only if they killed another person, and Rabbi Leza stated Kol Kaidim Lahargan Zacha, he doesn't mean to teach us that anyone that wants could go over to any animal that's a wild animal and kill them, and instead he's teaching us if a wild animal kills another person, you know, though when a shark kills a person there's a requirement for a Bezin Chav Gimel, but if any of these wild animals kill a person there's no requirement for a Bezin Chav Gimel. However, but if these animals did not kill a person, then a person doesn't have a right to just go kill a wild animal, as Alma Kasava Yeshlem Tabris Yeshlem Bailam, and therefore it must be to Rabbi Leza hold that it's possible to tame an animal, therefore you can't just go and kill a wild animal, as Lemaisa, the person that owns this animal, has bailus, and you can't go and kill his animals, and there is no din of a Be'atar Rav Mikabecha. And as Rashi states, Yeshlem Tabris Mutal Lagadlam Lefisha Adam Yachal Lamda Shalei Azikoi Hilkach Shem Bailam Nikra Leim Vele Havikavka Va'asal Hargam Leim Misai Avalam Misai Saifim Mokhoyach Altrilasan Loi Elu B'nei Tabris Ve'in Tzvichal Nadainan, and therefore there's no requirement to have a Bezim Chav Gimel. At that point, a person would have a right to just kill the animal. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Rabbi Yechon holds Afa Pishloi Misai, that the din of Rabbi Leza even applies even if these animals did not yet kill anyone, and Alma Kasava Inlam Tabris Ve'inlam Bailam, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yechon holds that it's not possible to train and tame an animal, therefore a person is not allowed to be Megadol these animals in their home, and there's a din of Be'atar Rami Kebecha, and therefore any person wants can go and kill this animal, and these animals are considered like Hefkar. And as Rashi states, Rabbi Yechon Omar Afa Gav Shloim Yisai Om Rabbi Leza Kol Kaidim Logan Zocha V'Hachi Kamalei Tanakama, Kaamri, Kishemisa, Trichi Kraf Gimel Dayanim, Adi Oima, Filoyamisa, Mutalahogan, Kalgoidam, the Kolshkin, him a Misa. The Gemara continues and will try to bring a Raya from a Mishnah to the Shita Rabbi Echron, as now we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Leza Oima, Kalkin Logan Zacha, as Bishnah Rabbi Echron, Lamai Zacha, Zacha Lairon, as according to Rabbi Echron, since a person has a right to kill these animals, even though the animal did not yet kill someone, therefore Rabbi Leza says that when you kill this animal, it's considered as if this animal was Hefka, and therefore you have a right to keep its skins. According to Reish Lakish, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that the person that kills this animal will be Zeicha, but Kiva Shem Misai, that since this animal already killed someone, Shavinu Rabbanu Kamam de Gomad Denayu, the Lemaisa we just stated that you don't need a Bezen Chav Gimel, as it's considered that it was already Nigmadina Lemisa, the Issa Hanoninu, and therefore at this point, the animal is Asubana, and therefore this person will not be Zeicha in their hide, and as Rashi says, Kedekai Malon, Shem Shachta Lachashir Gimadina, also, that the entire animal is Asubana. And the Gemara explains, it doesn't mean that the person that kills the animal will actually be zeicha and have a monetary gain, but it just means that he'll be zeicha l'shemayim and he will have a schus that he killed this animal and he was able to get rid of a danger from the world. And the Gemara continues, Tanik Avos Reish Lakish, that we have a brisa that's muchach like Reish Lakish, as the brisa tells us, echad shor shahimis ve'echad behim v'chay shemisoi b'chav kimol. However, Rabbi Leza Oime, shor shahimis be'esem v'shloisha. Now, although we have a gzeiras hakosav that it is a requirement for bezem chav kimol where a shor kills a person, however, and clearly we see that Yizeich l'shemayim. Although we have a cloud that where is machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechon aside for three cases. But Zok Taisis Hadli Choshvach Bereish Achilitz Bahadi Tlas Dalok Reish Lakish Meshum Nohachal Yibud Rabbi Leza Pligi. As over here, it's not a machlekes between Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechon regarding the own shita, and just machlekes as to what the shita Rabbi Leza is. Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Rabbi Kiva Oimer Be'es. And the Gemara asks Rabbi Kiva, "Hainu Tanakama that Lachir was nafkamina between the Shita Rabbi Kiva and the Shita Tanakama." And the Gemara answers, "It could be now nachash. There's nafkamina b'negei nachash. As according to Tanakama, there is a requirement to have a bezachav gimel by all animals that kill someone, and even by a nachash. However, Rabbi Kiva states be'estim shloisha, but he's coming to exclude a nachash. And as Rashi states, that this is based on the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama that teaches us nachash mu'ud lo'ilam divrei kol. Therefore, b'negei nachash, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Leza that kol akayim lahogun." Zacha, Ayin Radbaz, who brings a reason why Rabbi Kiva would agree to Rabbi Leza b'negeya nachash and not b'negeya other animals. He explains that bishleim b'negeya other animals have shaliyosim b'nei tabois, that's possible to train them and to domesticate them. Kiven she'ena mazikin el limtza oichel nafsham, that the only reason why to mazik someone is only for a purpose, and either if they feel threatened or if they're searching for food. However, this is not true b'negeya nachash. As avla nachash ein hazik lute alosai kedaminan amuloy nachash kalachayis ter. The Nachash actually responded, they should say this is a person that talks Lashon Hara. And we will stop over here.